4. Sophia. Sophia wasn't sure exactly why she'd said it. The words had simply come out before she could stop them. It occurred to her to try to backtrack or play it off somehow, but for whatever reason, she realized that she didn't want to. It had less to do with his appearance, despite the fact that Marcia had been exactly right. He was unmistakably good-looking in a boyish kind of way, with a friendly, open smile highlighted by dimples. He was lean and wiry, too, his broad shoulders a contrast to his narrow hips, and the unruly mass of brown curls under his battered hat was definitely sexy. What really stood out were his eyes, though. She'd always been a sucker for beautiful eyes. His were a summer blue, vivid and bright enough to make you suspect colored contacts, as ludicrous as she knew Luke would have found such things. She had to admit, it helped that he so obviously found her attractive. Growing up, she'd always been gawky with long, skinny legs, zero in the hips department, and prone to the occasional bout of acne. It wasn't until she was a junior in high school that she'd needed more than a training bra. All that had begun to change during her senior year, although it mostly made her feel self-conscious and awkward. Even now, when evaluating herself in the mirror, she still sometimes caught sight of the teenage girl she used to be, and it surprised her to realize that no one else could. As flattering as Luke's appreciation was, what appealed to her most was the way he made everything appear easy, from the unflappable way he'd handled Brian to their meandering conversation. She never had the sense that he was trying to impress her, but his quiet self-possession made him come across as very different from the guys she met at Wake, especially Brian. She also liked that he was comfortable leaving her alone with her thoughts. A lot of people felt the need to fill every silence, but Luke simply watched the bulls, content to keep his own counsel. After a while, she realized that the music from the barn had stopped temporarily, the band on a short intermission, no doubt, and she wondered whether Marcia would try to find her. She found herself hoping that she wouldn't. Not yet, anyway. "What's it like living on a ranch?" she asked, breaking the silence. "What do you do all day?" She watched as he crossed one leg over the other, the toe of his boot in the dirt.
"A bit of everything, I guess."